thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Proverbs 31, verse 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Throughout history, poets and orators have been lavish in their praise of motherhood. George Washington said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her." Abraham Lincoln wrote, "My mother's prayers have always followed me. They've clung to me all my life." And Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "I cannot tell you how much I owe to the solemn word of my good mother." Centuries ago, when people worshipped at their local parish church, there was a day known as Refreshment Sunday, when they were encouraged to visit their mother church, the place where they'd been baptized. Apprentices and those who were in service at large estates would be allowed to take the day off to pay a visit to their mothers and families. They'd go mothering. Then in 1913, Constance Smith heard about Anna Jarvis's crusade for giving public recognition to the mothers of America through an annual Mother's Day. Inspired by this idea, Constance decided to revive Mothering Sunday, promoting it as a celebration of mothers as well as the Mother Church. As a result, Mothering Sunday is observed early in the year across Britain and throughout many parts of the Commonwealth. The Bible says, "An excellent woman, one who is spiritual, capable, intelligent, and virtuous, is more precious than jewels, and her worth is far above rubies or pearls. She comforts, encourages, and does only good all the days of her life." Could there be any more worthy tribute? From Vision's Word for Today, in praise of mums.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.